Fight for your health, because your trainer may not be able to fight for you. Perhaps it is not that people are using equipment as chairs, but that at the gym, sitting can feel like exercise. The gym can all too easily become a cruel place where you do little more than sit still for an hour. Moreover, all the lifting we see at the gym might have been an exercise once, but the myth of sets and reps and lifting heavy has completely, utterly destroyed it. If an older woman walking home with 4 bags of groceries gets a better exercise than you, then you are not exercising. And let me clarify that. You are doing less than walking home with groceries. Yes, there are people who need the machines at the gym, but if you can stand on your own feet, you are not one of them. All of this would be kind of okay. But occasionally, a person comes in who is actually trying. And horseshit fitness makes them mistakenly assume that what everyone is doing is how it is done. They put their heart and soul into it, and it hurts. It hurts their back, their shoulder blades, their muscles, their feet. It hurts on top of not being able to afford protein for long. It hurts on top of all the other lies between God and country, high school and the GPA and college diploma and debt, unforgivable debt. And being tricked to think that you aren't smart by shitty teachers who only think they could teach if they were ever allowed to. That precious soul will show up precisely 3 times, and no more. The pyramid of lies will simply crush them. The gyms do not appear to try to trick you, not yet. For now, they just seem to exist because people are willing to pay the membership fee. But they, including the trainers, will do nothing to show you the truth. Posters not allowed. And the result is that the gym will greatly add to break you with lies. Look at high school. How easily you were played to think that you are not as smart as the smart kids. That's how easily people are convinced to quit their authentic attempts at fitness. It is just not for me, they will say. It's too painful. It is crazy to add this to my already difficult life. And worst yet, what they saw and copied at the gym was not a workout. They never even saw the real thing. A real workout ends somewhere where a person becomes an athlete. It's a very unique and prestigious world. But it starts with the groceries. Carrying them home, avoiding the car, until you are fit enough to spend multiple weeks and weekends hiking every year. Without fail. And finally, be able to very slowly jog for an hour or two. And that first hour of your endurance, often hard-earned, is the foundation and the key. Without that non-stop hour of never sitting or laying down, instead flexing and weighing yourself down with dumbbells as you stand and twist and turn. All your efforts will fail. They will show some results once and never again. Instant plateau, no matter what you do. The trainer is not allowed to say, if you are not doing it for an hour, few days a week, then it is not exercise. And which is more, they don't know that making your way up to that hour is easy, happy, detoxifying, and away from pretenders, creeps, and liars. Let me repeat. If you have to stop within that hour, if you aren't flexing and dancing, then it is not exercise. It is not fitness. It is all just more lies. Sitting and muscle isolation and waiting instead of lifting lighter non-stop so that your muscles aren't overwhelmed through cutting off your circulation are such crazy lies that the unhinged fitness fads that the gym sitters always laugh at, like that lady with groceries, are actually more powerful. They actually do grow muscle. What the gym sitters laugh at, precisely, is the performing of exercises badly and misusing the gym equipment in ways other than the stupid labels state. But correct posture and muscle isolation, including equipment use, working on one muscle at a time, is knowledge of something that leads to nothing. Knowledge of empty rules made up to fill a sticker. Just think about what a poor exercise muscle isolation by posture or machine actually is. One muscle or two at a time. You'd need 1,000 years to transform this way. And how could you think to yourself that your own muscles are somehow islands in the sea of disconnected nothing? The very drawings of musculature on those false knowledge labels attached to machines show that muscles are not islands. They are interconnected systems that require a full body dance, a flow. Not the naive and rather silly idea of muscle isolation. And joggers, you mighty warriors, ye keepers of what fitness actually is, it is your responsibility to run in a different, natural wooded area, not a fake park, each day of your running week. If the weather makes that impossible, then you got to go. You have to move. Jogging is a sacred lifelong ritual. Living in the wrong climate for it guarantees that you will be defeated. You can't fight brutal weather. What you have is likely more important than you may ever realize. Learn from the surfers and follow the good surf. What you have is sacred. Whatever stands in its way is by definition worthless. The gazelle always beats the dreadnought. Bodybuilding is a poor substitute for what you do. In closing, for there is no more to add, I sometimes imagine the trainer finally losing it. Showing up for work, dark circles under his eyes, unshaven, with a rubber hose in his hand. And like in that one worthwhile Bible story, chasing every last one of us until we are willing to fight for health in the Church of Living. In his incomprehensible apoplectic wails, that oddly sound Slavic, we recognize the words
"fool"
and
"jar."
And as pleas drag him away, and now a blood-curling scream, we hear the words that start with
"you!"
And after a while of expletives that can't even be published on the internet, end with
"spoiled, lazy, old, worthless, fat!"
And then some more expletives, many of which never heard before or since. We finally remember that we are animals, and by golly, animals sicken and die when put to sit in stable, and that our bodies are adaptive, a wisdom we know from childhood. From when we discovered that we could run for a little bit longer every time. That we merely need a persistent current that pushes us forward precisely at the speed with which our bodies adapt. Not faster, not heavier. And we find that current in one of the most beautiful places in our life. Hiking adventures. Hiking, even long distance hiking, could not possibly be more pleasant or healthier or farther away from lies and pretending and getting fat and old. And frankly, somewhat sickly, somewhat weak. Where does sitting take us? It certainly does not take us upwards towards more health. It instead drags us down. Sitting is just sitting. It doesn't help us in any way. Do not let the gym trick you. Earn your body wisdom on great trails and in great adventures. And then come to the gym to create a desperate, cheap, condensed version of it when it's too cold to hike, when the adventure is too far away. A gym is only a poor substitute for the real thing. It will do in a pinch, but this is not where we go to get fit. Go on. Pack your backpack, find a patch of warm weather and a long trail you can walk. And watch your body transform every day. Away from stress, unhealthy eating habits. Out in nature, where even chipmunks become your friends.